Welcome to Spill the Soju Podcast, your favorite dose of K-culture TMIs and fangirling shenanigans with your host for today, Katie, powered by Anima. Today is another Fan Diaries episode with me, so get ready for a literal story time. But before I dive into today's episode, don't forget to check us out on our socials. We are at Spill the Soju Podcast on Instagram and Facebook, STSPodPH on Twitter, and don't forget to rate, review, and share our podcast to your fellow fangirl or fanboy friends. So, at this point, if you've already been following my carrot journey, I feel like you're already aware that, number one, I am a longtime carrot. I've been a carrot since their debut in 2015. And number two, I am in the process of fulfilling or satisfying my inner teenager. Not inner child, ha? As in teenager. Inner teenager. Specifically, as in siya. And when I tell you she's demanding, okay? Anyways, I'm also doing the things that I promised myself in the past that I would do when I am finally capable of doing so. So, with that being said, this episode is very important to me because this is my first ever Seoul concert with Seventeen. If you've listened to my other Fan Diaries episodes, the previous ones, you'd know by now that I've fulfilled my first ever Japan Tokyo Dome concert with Seventeen during Be the Sun last November 2022, which was also their very first Tokyo Dome performance ever, which is a big deal. And just a few months ago in March, I was also able to fulfill my dream of attending Carrotland in person for the very first time. And now we're checking another one off that bucket list by attending Seventeen's Follow to Seoul tour. And I hope you don't get me wrong if you're listening to this. I'm not saying all this to brag or, you know, magyabang or anything like that. I'm just being authentically grateful, and I don't want to take for granted all the hard work that I've done, because it was literal years in the making for me to even make these things possible. And I'm just very happy that I can somehow tell my younger self now that, hey, look at us now, parang dati. Pangarap lang natin to, pero andito na tayo ngayon. So, ayun. Now, make yourself comfy, kasi ito na ang story time. Ayan. So, ano nga bang, saan nga ba ako magsimula? I guess I'll just start with ticketing. So, ayun, ticketing ng Seoul concert nila for Follow. First time nilang magpa-lottery sa Seoul, ha? Sa Seoul. Kasi ang Japan, always lottery naman yan. And it was noisy, as in it was loud sa Twitter when they announced na may lottery na for Seoul. And yeah, kasi nga sobrang hirap. I guess sobrang hirap na talaga ngayon. Sa sobrang dami na ng carrots and yung volume lang talaga ng in-expect nila na attendees, I guess doing a lottery would somehow make it fair in a way. But it's not like yung sa Japan na parang all throughout the ticketing lottery. So yung unang ticketing for Seoul is lottery, and then after that merong pre-sale for fan club members, and then after that may general sales. So you can still try your hand at buying if you don't get the lottery. So ayun, ako, I tried for the lottery and I applied lang for the general seats. Kasi you can apply for either VIP or general seats. Tapos I was just like, kasi pangarap ko to, diba? I'm like, I wanna be able to go to Seoul. So parang ako, sige, hindi ako mag-apply sa VIP kasi I was like, less chances of winning kapag sa VIP seats ako nag-try. Kasi mas onti yung VIP seats, obviously. So I was like, sige, mag-general seat na lang tayo. Let's see how it goes. Let's see how this plays out. If biyayaan ako ng universe, ng ticket, then if it's meant for me, then it will be, diba? But I was like, sige, general seats na lang para more chances of winning. So, ayun, nagdasal na lang ako na hindi ako sa bubong. Ganong mga moments. And so, they, you know, after a few weeks of waiting, ayun, parang nagulat ako na, gags, when it came out, you won. Parang ako, what? Isang account lang naman yung akin. So, parang ako, wee! So, ayun, parang ako, hala, nanalo ko for day 2. As in, yung in-apply ko. Kasi isa lang naman pwede mong i-apply. Either day 1 or day 2 and either VIP or general seat lang. Yun lang talaga. So, that was just one chance and I got that for day 2. And I was like, OMG. At this point, I still don't know my seat. And I don't really, wala naman akong ano dun. Like, I just wanna be there. I'm just there for the vibes. Like, I really just wanna be there. At that point, parang ako, I don't care kung anong seat ko. Hopefully naman hindi bubong, parang ganun. Yun lang inaano ko na, sana wala, sana hindi ako sa bubong. So, parang ako, okay, shucks, hala, this is it, it's really happening. But since parang ako, I was thinking na, andun na rin naman ako, so might as well try for the first day, kasi nga, second day yung nakuha ko. And you're in Korea already, might as well just try getting another ticket, diba? And yon. So I tried for the ticketing din na pre-sale for fan club membership. And then after that, I also tried for general sales. Yung actual ticketing na ha, yung talagang pupunta sa website, mag-queue ka and everything. And girl, wala. As in, sobrang wala. Ang hirap talaga. As in, wala ako nakuhang seats at all. Tapos pagpasok ko, like, parang yung pangalawa kong try, mabilis na ako sa lagay na yung nakapasok, pero wala na talaga. And then, sometimes, it would pop out. May mga seats na nagpa-pop out, but I don't know kung may bots or something. I don't know. I have no idea how it works, but like, may magpa-pop out na isa, dalawa, pero hindi ko talaga sila makuha. So, I don't know. And I was like, you know what? Kung ano na lang talaga binigay sa akin, magiging masaya na lang ako dito. Kasi there are others that would also want to be in my position right now. And I don't want to make pilit. Ang kanya! I don't want to make pilit. Ayun. And don't, ano, parang, I also tried to look sa Twitter, ganyan, yung mga resellers. And of course, that's not something we can avoid at this point. Also because they're already very big. And meron talagang ganun. May mga scalpers talaga. Kahit sang bansa man yan, may scalpers. And I did try to check if kaya sa budget. Pero ang taas na talaga ng patong nila. And hindi ko malunok. Hindi ko malunok na yung ano. And parang nakakatakot pa minsan yung iba kasi sketchy. Parang, uy, parang ang mura. Pero what if scam, ganyan. And ang hirap pa kasi syempre, Korean won, ganyan, ganyan. And you still have to go all through that stuff and transfer the tickets to your name, all that. So many process. And I'm not judging those that bought from resellers because I understand that feeling. I just personally couldn't stomach talaga yung taas nung patong. So, I'm like, yeah, I am good with my ticket. Thank you very much. Pero yun, so paglabas ng ticket ko din, yung, kiba nga kasi it's lottery, so you don't know yung seat mo until lumabas yung results na where you're seated at. And nakakatawa pa, girl, kasi kasi naka-Korean siya, basta parang naka-Korean. Tapos, ang nakalagay sa akin parang Korean something, fourth yok. Fourth floor, parang four floor, ganun yung basa ko, and then section ganyan-ganyan. Tapos parang ako, hala, pagkatingin ko, wait lang, nasa bubong ba ako? Like, kasi nasa fourth floor. Akala ko nasa fourth floor ako, kasi yun yung nabasa ko. Pero I checked again, and hindi pala siya fourth floor. It was floor seats, as in, yung katabi ng VIP, na nasa floor. Hindi siya VIP, pero nasa floor ka pa din. Tapos section 4. As in parang, anong tawag doon yung block? Block 4 or whatever. Basta kung, yon. Nasa dulo siya. Nasa floor pa rin siya, pero hindi siya VIP. Pero, ayun, nasa floor pa din siya. So parang ako, wow. Wow. Parang ako, hala. I mean, OMG. Nasa floor ako. So, it's still for me something really, parang na-overwhelm ako na parang, hala, kahit medyo malayo sa main stage and sa extended stage. As in, yeah, I was like, very, sabi ko talaga, thankful na talaga ako. At saka binigay ito sa akin. Ito talaga yung ticket na napunta sa akin. I didn't buy it from anyone. It was under my name, nanalo sa lottery. And I was very thankful for it na. And ayun. So, yeah, that was how ticketing went. And ang dami talaga, ang hirap na talaga mag-ticketing ngayon. I'm not ready for other places, like other stops, lalo pag dito sa Pilipinas. Ah, hindi ko na alam. Hindi ko na talaga alam. Nasa-stress ako. I don't even wanna think. I don't wanna think about it anymore. But moving on. So, ayun na nga. It was time to fly to Korea. And I staged in Korea for 12 days, including the concert na yun. It was a little bit longer than usual because usually when I travel, I just go for a week. And dito nag-extend ako kasi parang I just wanted to make the most out of it. Also because sinakto ko siya yung flight ko sa free time ko and everything like that. Lots of factors. And then, of course, yung pressure din ng flights, of course, have to factor that in. And I was like, perfect timing din naman na parang ipahabain ko na yung stay ko than usual kasi birthday din ni Wonu. So, the last time that I went to Korea for Wonu's birthday was in 2018. And around the same dates din talaga kami nagpunta ng friend ko. And ayun, nag-birthday cafe hopping din ako. That was really fun. If you guys wanna watch my mini vlog, meron din akong uploaded on my IG and TikTok about Wonu's birthday cafe. I went to 5 different Wonu birthday cafes on my own. So, ang saya lang kasi very me time siya and I was just really enjoying myself the whole time. And yeah, I was also, when we went to Korea, I was also working. I had like 2 days off lang. And right after the concert day, yung day 2 ng concert ko, which was the day that I, you know, watched the concert, I had work right after. So, parang medyo, sobrang wala akong time mag-process ng concert. Wala akong time mag-PCD. Kasi right after work, after concert, diretso trabaho. And sobrang grind lang talaga kasi, you know, it's a small price to pay for me na hindi talaga, like hindi kasi pag lumilipad ako, hindi talaga siya full blown vacation. It's, I'm still working when I'm not in the Philippines. So, yeah, I really can't say na nagbabakasyon ako kasi hindi talaga siya bakasyon. So, ayun, medyo mahirap siya, but I learned to like just keep myself healthy while I'm working and traveling at the same time. Because very important, I don't want to get sick anymore because I got sick the last time I traveled and on my birthday too. So let's, yeah, whatever. So ayun nga, nasa Korea na ako, diba? Tapos all my OOTD, ready na sila. Of course, my OOTD for day 1, day 2, meron na. Handang-handa na yan. Tapos, in the middle of, I forgot when they announced it. Basta nasa Korea na ako. And again, all my old OTD, prepared na yan. Tapos, nag-post yung pledge staff na ang dress code natin ay orange, tapos may tangerine emoji, kasi nga, di ba, wala si Boo, and wala si Sung Kwan. So, I guess it was like an homage or tribute to Sung Kwan for all of us to wear orange. And I was like, oh, crap. Wala akong orange na dala. Na kahit ano. Kasi hindi naman ako nag-orange. And I was like, I mean, hindi naman siya required. It's not a requirement. And a lot of people weren't wearing orange then when we went to the venue. And I don't take that against them at all. Kasi, hello, it's kind of hard to, unless bright-colored person ka talaga na yung closet may puro bright colors, you'd have orange. But me personally, I have like 1 or 2 and pambahay ko lang sila. So, I was like, oh crap, mapapabili ako nito. Tapos, talagang, again, it wasn't required, but I wanted to do it for Sung Kwan. Kasi nga, I love Sung Kwan so much and I missed him so much. So, parang, sabi ko, alam nyo, okay, may time pa. May time pa ako bumili. So, nag-Hongdae ako. And it was funny kasi all my past travels to Korea, I think I only went to Hongdae twice. Nakailang balik na ako sa Korea, pero parang hindi ako madalas pumunta sa Hongdae. Basically, hindi ako madalas pumunta sa Hongdae. But this trip, pabalik-balik ako ng Hongdae, not only because of shopping and looking for clothes, pero I met friends, ganyan-ganyan. Tapos, we went around, ganyan. Tapos, yung birthday cafe hopping ko din with Wonu's birthday, ang dami rin sa Hongdae. So, ang daming beses ko bumalik sa Hongdae this trip. Nakakatawa kasi I don't, parang na-memorize ko na yung Hongdae at this point kasi nga, pabalik-balik ako. Tapos, ayun, very clutch, like 2 days before the, so July 21 yung first day and that was when I wanted to wear orange kasi yung OOTD ko for day 2 was prepared already and day 2 ko manonood. So day 1 lang yung talaga akong merong parang leeway na mag-change ng outfit. So, okay, July 20, yeah, July 20, July 19. July 19, nag-Hongdae kami ni Jasmine. Tapos, I was able to get orange sweatpants. Tapos, parang ako, kasi I was looking for orange tops. Kaso, wala. Kasi ang ano nila, I mean, meron, pero hindi siya, it wasn't a vibe. Wow! Arte! That, parang, hindi ko bet yung mga orange tops. Kasi, ang daming pastel. Parang yung, kasi yung summer outfits nila, yung summer theme ng mga clothes sa Hongdae, more on pastel. Like, may season, ano kasi yung Korea, diba? Like, whenever there's a new season, meron din silang mga color palettes. So, it was mostly pastel. And, every day, I love pastel colors. But, nung time na yun, kasi hindi yun yung hanap ko. So, stress na stress talaga ako. But then, may nahanap akong sweatpants na, parang training pants, track pants na orange, na bright orange, na tangerine orange. And I'm like, yeah, yep, this is the one. This is the one. Tapos, mura lang din. I mean, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't like very, very cheap. Pero, Pasok sa budget. Ganun. Tapos, I was like in my head, okay, mag-tank top na lang ako na white kasi I know I brought my tank top na white. Tapos, pag-uwi ko, pagkatingin ko ng maleta ko, hindi ko nadala pala yung white ko na tank top. My God, hindi ko nadala kasi wala. Parang, akala ko kasi, dinala ko kasi Hello Basic siya in case na kailanganin, ganyan. Pero hindi ko talaga siya nadala. So, okay. Too bad. And the next day, July 20, day before na nung concert, kailangan ko pa maghanap ng top. So, ayun, balik na naman ako Hongdae. But before I went back to Hongdae, I tried other places then. Pumunta ako sa Iwa Women's University, sa area na kasi na sa may Shincheon or like malapit sa may Shincheon Station, Iwa University. May area doon na mga damitan din, shopping place, shopping district din siya. And I was looking then, but the clothes at that time were more on parang smart casual yung theme nung area. So, para ako, yeah, this isn't gonna work. So, parang smart casual na top. Tapos, track pants. Para ako, yeah, no. So, ang ending ko, nag-Hongdae na naman ako kasi my next stop that day was line 2 ng subway. Eh, nasa line 2 na yung Iwa. Nasa line 2 din yung Hongdae. So, I was like, you know what? Let's just go to Hongdae. Tapos, at least isang tren lang ako papunta sa next stop ko. So, ayun. I went back to Hongdae and nabudol pa ako na instead na isa lang yung bibilin ko na top, meron pa ako nabiling isa pa kasi nga nakasale siya. So, yung top ko na nakuha was just 9,000 Korean won, which is, yeah, around that ballpark na amount. And then, may nabili pa akong mas mura na, ano, na hindi ko naman sasuotin pa, pero I was like, masusuot ko to kasi sale siya. Tapos, mabili na. Tapos, napabili na, budol pa ako. So, ayun. But, ending, I was happy with my fit. And if you want to see, that's the one that's on the album artwork. Episode art. Episode cover. Basta yun. So, saya ako kasi, hala, yay, may orange na ako. Tapos, for boo, ganyan. Even though hindi ako manonood ng concert ng day one. So, ayun. And then, it was time for the concert, day one. And, pumunta pa din ako sa venue kasi apat kami kasi noon na pupunta. And two of my friends were attending day one and then dalawa na kasama ko, isa pang friend is day two kami. Pero we still went kasi we wanted to, we had to get some merch then dun sa GO ng friend ko. So we helped her out kasi manonood siya that day and haggard na siya. So she needed help lining up sa merch booth. So kami gumawa nun. Then, ayun, nag-ikot-ikot kami. Siyempre, we want to experience then, see what was going on, yung banners for the first time. Seeing the banners for the first time. And then, meron ding, ang daming mga fans, daming naka-orange. And then, posing dun sa may harap ng Gochok Sky Dome for the first time. So, sobrang saya. It was super hot. Sobrang init nung, para talaga nasa Pilipinas. Actually, mas mainit pa kasi naka 34 degrees. Para ka nasa Tuguegarao. Ganun. Pero sobrang init nung day one. Tapos, when nahatid, nung nahatid na namin yung dalawa naming friends, papasok around 4 p.m. Ayun, umuwi na rin kami kasi manonood din kami ng live stream sa Airbnb namin. So, yes, pinoil na namin sarili namin sa set list. And I honestly wanted to kind of spoil myself already kasi I didn't wanna cry. And also, I feel like masuspoil din ako kahit anong mangyari kasi syempre pag uwi nung friends namin, they're gonna cry and masuspoil din ako. Like what happened to me nung Carrot Line, naspoil din ako even though I tried not to get spoiled. So, might as well just watch the live stream, diba? So, nag-live stream kami, tapos grabe, setlist. I'll get to the setlist later, pero, oh my gosh, like, second day na. So, ito na talaga. This is the finally, D-Day for me. Na parang, this is it. Papasok na ako nung Gochok. And I'm actually gonna watch live. And this is my first ever Seoul concert. Tapos parang, it wasn't sinking in at all. It wasn't sinking in until I was sitting down there and watching everyone, all the lights. Yeah. And so, yung seat ko, like I said, was nasa floor. And it was so nice. Like, my seat was so nice kasi siya yung pinaka-dulong-dulo nung block. Like, as soon as I went in, yung entrance, ako, yun na yung seat ko agad. Parang, yung seat ko kasi was floor, section 4, row 14 ba? Or row 15, seat 14. Parang ganon. Basta, dulo. Tapos, as in, siya yung, ako yung unang tao sa carts. Pagdaan nila, like, ako, tas aisle, tas first floor. So, yung pagdaan ng carts, as in, sobrang lapit sa akin ng carts. And yung extended stage, I also had a really good view of it, yung pinakadulo ng extended stage. Yung main stage, medyo malayo siya, but the LED was great. It was so big. So, sobrang ganda pa din. Like, I was really still very happy sa seat ko. And talagang, nung nag-start na yung show, they started with Super. Intro nila was Super. And, of course, parang, wow. It's a new era. Parang hindi pa nga ako maka-get over sa Bets. Parang hindi pa nga ako over sa Bidason. Parang nagpe-play pa din sa akin yung Hot. Yung intro na Hot. Tan-tan-tan-tan. Tapos biglang yung Super. Tapos I just wanna focus more on like what the set list made me feel. Because when I was in the process of parang nag-aantay sa follow. Parang may isip mo kasi ano yung theme ng follow tour. Parang kasi all this time, all their concerts have been in theme with their previous album. So like Ode to You, in theme siya with an ode. Be the Sun was in theme with Face the Sun. And Diamond Edge, sa basta yun, like parang in theme siya, ideal cut, basta in theme siya with the album that they released before the concert or the tour. So nung ni-release nila yung follow tour, parang ako, ano yung theme nila for follow? I couldn't wrap my head around it. But when I spoke with my friends na for another podcast episode, which is a Fandemonium, also powered by Anima, I spoke with my good friends Selena and Juju. They're also very long-time Carrots. And Juju was like, I just hope that they sing lots of their old songs for this concert. Kasi we recorded that before Follow Tour. So parang ako, when I heard the setlist day one pa lang, habang nanonood ng live stream, para ako, oh my gosh. This para siyang homage. It was like literally their journey from the beginning. They even performed, parang nung nag-play Don't Wanna Cry, nung nag-play Pinwheel, nung nag-play Thanks, nung nag-play Clap, tapos they also performed Highlight. Oh my God, nung nag-play Beautiful. As in, parang ako, what? Like, as in, yung dream ko talaga na parang to hear all these old songs, nagkatotoo siya. And sobrang nakaka-overwhelm. At one point, actually, after Pinwheel played, parang nung una kasi, ano pa ako eh, parang, hala, oh my gosh, parang, ah, naiyak ako. In a very, parang expression na, ala, naiyak ako, ganyan, kasi old songs. But when vocal team started singing Pinwheel, natulala na lang ako. Kasi Pinwheel, for me, Teenage, the album Teenage, is so important to me. It's my favorite album, and a lot of my favorite 17 songs comes from that album. Pinwheel being one of them. It's my favorite all-time favorite vocal theme song, and I feel like it's an underrated queen, honestly. But experiencing Pinwheel again in person live, the last time I heard that live was Ideal Cut. And Ideal Cut, nung nag-Pinwheel sila, sobrang para akong nag-ascend sa heaven kasi sobrang, I can't explain, but like watching them perform Pinwheel, just, it made me realize, like it just gave me, listening kasi to Pinwheel, it gives me this sense of calm. It just washes over me na parang, Pinwheel, yun. Tapos, it would have been this, honestly, this concert would have been the most perfect concert for me ever if Song Kwan was there. If complete sila, perfect. This would have been my number one concert. Especially with Pinwheel. Kasi favorite ko sa Pinwheel si Song Kwan. I love watching him sa Pinwheel. That was when I really, dun talaga ako na, like dun sa akin nag-solidify na sobrang ganda at sobrang angelic ni Song Kwan in real life. Na videos, photos cannot give him justice. How beautiful and how gorgeous he looks and stunning he looks in real life. And this is what I told my sister, my younger sister Layla, who is a Song Kwan stan, na no matter what, I want you to be able to watch him live, sing live, or perform live up close at least once. Like, this is something I would want to tell Song Kwan stans, na parang gusto kong makita nyo si Song Kwan malapitan na kumakanta, nagpa-perform, doing anything on stage, literally. Kasi sobrang, hindi talaga mabigyan ng justice ng photos and videos yung si Song Kwan in real life. Sobrang siya talaga epitome ng parang mas guwapo, mas maganda in real life. Kasi yung ganun. Anyways, so, yeah. And then, they also performed Thanks. And they also performed Beautiful. Another song that made me very emotional was Beautiful. Kasi I was there when they performed it sa Diamond Edge. And that was one of their intro songs. And I still have, it's very important to me kasi I have a fan cam of it. Very shaky. Sorry na. Pero, it was the first time that they did MOA Arena in the Philippines. And I was just so happy. And they were just so young back then. But their energy now, when they sang Beautiful, it's still the same energy that they had in the past. Parang talagang, dun ko na ano na, grabe, hindi sila nagbago. If anything, they did change, but they just became more professional. They became a little bit older. But their passion for performing still remains the same since 2015. And that's something that I will always say and observe sa kanila. Na parang hindi talaga nag-fade yung passion nila for what they're doing and for their team. As in, for 17, lahat sila. Walang nag-fade yung pagmamahal nila sa pag-perform and sa isa't isa. Which is just so... I think it's just so beautiful. I think it's just something so beautiful and kaya ang hirap mag... parang ang hirap na ngayon mag-stan ng ibang grupo kasi nga I've seen how 17 loves each other. And parang, yeah, growing up with them, literally growing up with them and going through all these songs with them, feeling the same things I felt when I first listened to these songs, nakaka-overwhelm siya. And I think I can speak for all of us older karats talaga. And yeah, I'm just happy that 17 chose these songs, the set list. Again, I'm a soft karat. I'm really sorry, I'm a soft karat. So yung pag tinatanong ako kung ano naramdaman ko about the choreo of I Don't Understand But I Love You or yung choreo ng Fire, you know, with the sheer, yung clothes ni Wondo ganyan. Ako kasi hindi talaga ako personally naapektuhan sa mga thirst traps nila. Parang ano na ako, immune. Immune na ako sa ganun, lalo na sa biases ko. Sungchul though, different story. Jihoon, different story. Pero kunyari like si Sunyoung tsaka si Wonu, parang for me, they're already, parang ano na sila sa akin. Gusto ko lang sila maging masaya. Kung saan sila masaya, support ako sa kanila. Kung gusto nila maghubad dyan, sige go, support ako dyan. Pero siguro maapektuhan lang ako. At the most, naapektuhan ako sa arms. Ganun. Pero yung abs, ganyan-ganyan. I was never one to go gaga over abs. But yeah, share ko lang. So ayun. So final thoughts about the concert. It's one of a kind. It's not like their old ones. This one feels like a tribute. It feels like a culmination of some sort. That's what I feel. Kaya sobrang tulala lang din talaga ako the whole time. I actually, for the first time, I didn't lose my voice after a concert kasi I didn't scream a lot. And that's not me. Usually kasi tumitili talaga ako kahit nasa ibang bansa ako. Even nung nasa Japan ako, di ba? Like, tinatry ko talagang kahit nung for the mask era pa, napapatili talaga ako. Pero this concert, para talaga akong zen. I was so calm. And most of the time, nakatulala lang ako kasi parang, wow, ang layo na nang narating ng 17. And it was like dawning on me how long I've been in the fandom and how much I've also grown as a person. And again, I try not to make 17 the center of my life. I just try to make them add substance. Sabi nga ni Ashley, K-pop isn't life. It just adds substance to your life. So I try to make them as much as possible in motivation to do things that I want to do for myself. Kasi nakakita ko na, since kaedad ko nga, like kaedad ko sila, nakakita ko yung progress nila in life. And sometimes nga, I have this inferiority complex na parang yung mga idols ko, they're my age and they've already achieved so much in life. And paano naman ako? Parang minsan, well, more often than not, I feel that, even with my biases, na parang, grabe, kami ni Hoshi, we were both showels at the same time, pero ngayon, he's already out there performing his heart out, and nasa na ako ngayon. Parang, minsan, nafe-feel ko pa din na, napag-iiwanan na ako ng panahon. Wow! Hindi, pero seryoso, parang, I still feel that often, but I try to just tell myself to go at my own pace, like how they do. So, ayun. Again, it feels like a culmination of some sort. And we do know that there is something looming for the group soon. And I think they also just want to make this, to make the most out of it while they're still complete. And of course naman, makukompleto pa rin naman sila. But again, sabi ko nga, 12 nga lang sila ngayon, wala si Song Kwan. It didn't feel complete pa din. It felt, obviously, kasi hindi sila kompleto. Pero I mean, hindi, it didn't feel like the best concert kasi nga may kulang. And but I don't want to take anything against Song Kwan because I want him to rest as much as he can. It just feels, again, parang may kulang. Literally kasi meron talaga. Pero ayun. So, yeah. I think that is it. That's all I have for today. And I'm just really happy that I was, that this was my, I'm very, very happy that this was my very first Seoul concert. As an older carrot, as an old carrot, as a hag carrot. And with this set list, sobrang parang meant for me na mapanood tong set list na to live. So, that's all I really have to say. Medyo yung post-concert depression ko, nag-hit siya as soon as I came home here. And it took me a little bit. It took me like 2 weeks before I could record this episode and look back at the experience. But again, it's a wonderful experience. I will never take for granted yung na-experience ko. Kasi I worked hard for this and I'm just so happy for my younger self. Kasi na-achieve na namin yung isa sa mga goals namin as a fangirl. And this has been a goal of mine since SHINee days, as in Shaol days, na parang I need to be able to attend a Seoul concert of one of my favorite groups at one point in my life. And being able to fulfill that with 17, it makes me very, very happy and makes me very fulfilled. And ayun, so final message. Wow! Fine! Ending meant, again, for carrots that are listening to this. Ang ano ko lang talaga is just fangirl at your own pace. And dadating din yung gusto nyong dumating when it's time. Kasi it took me, like, wag nyo pilitin pag hindi pa talaga kaya. Sobrang, I sound like a broken record whenever I say this, because in this podcast, if you listen to this podcast, I always say this, we always say this, the three of us, na fangirl at your own pace, fangirl within your means, wag pilitin, wag ma-pressure sa mga taong nakikita nyo online, because social media isn't real. And it's not all rainbows and sunshine when you see people going to concerts, flying out, ganyan. Maraming ganap behind the scenes before they can achieve it. And I can speak for that kasi it took me years before I could actually achieve this. So, yeah, ayun lang. Until now nga, I'm still struggling to like make ends meet. Charis, di naman. Pero parang I'm still working. I can't afford to take a break. Yun nga, even when I'm traveling, I'm working because I can't afford to take a break because I need to still, you know, I still need to work so that I can keep doing things that I like. You get it. Just fangirl at your own pace, fangirl within your means. If hindi pa kaya, dadating din yung oras na yan. And I hope that you enjoyed this episode. I just really wanted to do a story time kasi it's one of my happy days. And so, yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed that episode. If you have any questions for me about the concert or ticketing, I guess, or anything that you're curious about, you feel free to leave a comment sa episode na to sa my Spotify or Apple Podcasts, or you can also leave a question sa my Telegram community namin, or DM us on Spill the Soju Podcast on Instagram or SDSPodPH on Twitter. Yeah, that is it. And thank you so much for listening if you reached the end of this episode. And again, I am KD. You can follow me on Twitter at notkd, KAYDII. Pero, yeah. And you can also follow me on TikTok and Instagram. That is at KMCDupet, DUPET, on Instagram and TikTok. You can watch my mini vlogs. I have a mini vlog for every single day that I was in Korea. And yeah, it's all there. I will also link my socials and the socials of our podcast in the episode description. And yeah, that is it. Thank you so much for coming along. And I will see you guys on the next episode. Bye!